Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. We're tackling work-life balance today.
Or, you know, maybe not work-life balance, maybe work-life.
Work-life.
Pendulum.
Pendulum, yeah. That's what our source material calls it. We're going to be looking at an article today called Goodbye Work-Life Balance. Hello Work-Life Pendulum, Tips to Find Equilibrium.
Catchy title.
It is a catchy title.
I like it.
By Rekha Thomas. And Rekha Thomas, just to give you a little background about her.
Yeah, tell us about Rekha.
Is a marketing executive and go-to-market advisor. She's also a wife and mom. So she's out there.
She's living it.
She's living it. She's doing it. She's in the trenches. So I think her advice is going to be pretty applicable and interesting to hear about.
Yeah, I love when we get perspectives from people who are actually, you know, putting these ideas into practice.
Exactly. And so in this article, she kind of dives right into this question. Can we achieve equilibrium between our professional and personal lives, especially in today's world?
The always-on world.
The always-on world. Mm. So let's just jump right in. That work-life pendulum analogy. I like that so much better than this idea of work-life balance.
Yeah. It just feels
more real.
More realistic. Yeah. I mean, because if you think about a pendulum, it doesn't just stay still in the middle. It swings back and forth. And sometimes it swings more towards work when you're, you know, prepping for a big launch or a big presentation or dealing with some kind of crisis at work.
Totally.
And then other times it swings more towards your personal life. Maybe you've got a family event or you're taking a vacation.
Or your kid is sick.
Exactly.
And you have to like totally shift gears.
Yes, absolutely. And so I think the idea here is that equilibrium, it's not about finding this perfect still point in the middle.
Right.
It's really about managing those swings.
Yes.
And making sure that the pendulum doesn't get stuck at one extreme or the other for too long.
I love that. So it's more about recognizing that things are going to ebb and flow and change.
Yeah.
And we just have to be able to kind of go with that.
Yeah. Be prepared to adapt.
Adapt, adjust.
Adjust. So. Yeah. I like that. So I'm curious, what are some of the tips that Rekha gives us for actually like...
Yeah. How do we manage this?
How do we manage this?
Okay. So she has five really actionable tips that she gives. The first one is be flexibly prepared.
Okay, flexible preparedness.
So she talks about, you know, having a plan, using calendars and schedules to keep her family on track. But she also emphasizes being open to shifting gears when things change.
Yeah.
Because they always change.
Right. Like life is fluid. It's constantly changing. So if you're too rigid in your planning, you're just setting yourself up for frustration.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like no plan survives first contact with the enemy.
That's so true.
Right.
You can have the best intentions, the most detailed schedule, but you have to be willing to pivot when circumstances change, which they inevitably will.
So I guess it's more about planning.
Yes.
With the understanding that we will have to adjust. So what does this flexible preparedness look like for you? You know, do you have a backup plan for childcare when something falls through?
Yes.
Or maybe you build in a little extra time in your schedule for unexpected work deadlines.
Yeah, or maybe it's as simple as being okay with ordering takeout when you know your perfectly planned, healthy, home-cooked meal goes up in smoke because, you know, your child decided to finger paint with the dog.
Oh, I've been there. All right, so tip number two is know when to zoom in and zoom out. I like this one.
Oh, I love this one.
It's all about finding that balance between being involved and giving space, both at work and in our personal lives.
Yeah. Knowing when to be hands-on and when to step back and let things unfold.
And she has a really good example that she gives about her parenting.
Oh, tell me about it.
So she really believes in giving her kids freedom, you know, to make their own choices, learn from their mistakes. But she also knows that she needs to be there to offer guidance when it's needed. So finding that balance.
It's like a dance.
Yeah.
Right. You're kind of moving in and out.
Yes.
Depending on the situation.
Yes, exactly. And I think that translates really well to work, too.
Yeah.
You know, trusting your team members to do their jobs. But also being ready to step in and offer support or mentorship or remove roadblocks when necessary.
It's like being the coach on the sidelines, but also being ready to jump in and play the game.
Exactly. So where do you think you tend to zoom in too much?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Are we micromanaging at work?
Mm-hmm.
Are we hovering over our kids?
Or maybe even our partners.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. And then where do you think you might benefit from zooming in a little bit more?
That's a good point.
Maybe offering your expertise, providing more support.
Yeah. It's about finding that balance.
It is.
Yeah. So true.
Okay. So her third tip is pause to enjoy the moments that matter.
Ooh, love that.
This one gets me because I am so future-oriented, you know, goal-oriented,
yeah.
always thinking about what's next. I forget to pause and celebrate those little victories.
It's so easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. But it's so important to take a moment to appreciate those small wins.
Yes.
Both in our work life and our personal lives.
Yeah. And she gives a really good example about her daughter, like celebrating her personal best in a race. Even though, you know, she didn't win.
Right.
But celebrating that effort and progress is just as important.
Exactly. And I think when you focus on celebrating those small wins, it creates a more positive and supportive environment, both for yourself and for the people around you.
Absolutely. So what small victories have you maybe overlooked lately?
Ooh, that's a good question to think about.
Yeah. Have you finished a project that you've been putting off for a long time?
Or had a really great connection with a friend or a family member?
Or maybe you just survived a really tough day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely worth celebrating.
Okay, tip number four is don't do it alone.
Oh, this is a big one.
Yeah. This can be hard.
It can be hard to ask for help.
Yeah. Especially, you know, for those of us who like to feel like we have it all together.
Right, we want to be super women.
Right. But it's so important to be vulnerable and ask for help when we need it. And Rekha is really open in her article about how she and her husband share responsibilities at home.
Yeah.
For, you know, their kids and also for their aging parents.
Uh-huh.
And they've really learned to lean on each other for support when things get tough. And she also talks about how important it is to reach out for support at work. You know, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you talk to a colleague, a mentor.
A manager.
A manager. You don't have to go it alone.
It really does take a village.
It does. So where are you holding back from asking for help? What situation could benefit from maybe being a little bit more vulnerable and willing to lean on others?
That's a great question. I think a lot of us could benefit from asking ourselves that question more often.
Absolutely.
So we've talked about a lot of great tips so far.
Yes, we have. We're on to number five now.
Number five, right?
Give yourself grace.
Oh, I love this one.
This one's tough for me.
It's so important.
I am so hard on myself. I'm my own worst critic.
I think a lot of us are, especially, you know, high achieving women.
Yes.
We tend to hold ourselves to these really high standards.
Yes, absolutely.
But Rekha, she reminds us in this article that progress is more important than perfection.
Yes.
And beating ourselves up over every little mistake we make, it's just not helpful.
Right. It's not productive.
It's not productive at all. It just makes us feel bad about ourselves.
And she gives some advice on how to do this.
Yeah.
Like asking yourself questions.
Oh, yeah. She talks about
like, what could I have done differently? What can I learn from this experience?
But not in a way that's like self-flagellation.
Right.
It's more about like
self-reflection.
Self-reflection and growth.
Yeah. Like how can I learn and move on?
Exactly.
Without being so hard on myself.
Yes. And I think it's a really valuable exercise to do that, to kind of step back and look at our experiences and think about, okay, what worked well? What didn't work so well? What can I learn from this? But without that kind of harsh inner critic, you know, just beating us down all the time.
So what area of your life do you think needs a little more grace right now?
Ooh, that's a good one to think about. For me, I think it's, you know, as a parent, I tend to put a lot of pressure on myself.
Oh, yeah.
To be like the perfect mom. And I have to remind myself, you know,
there's no such thing.
There's no such thing. So maybe in your career,
yes,
in your relationships, wherever it is, just be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself.
You're doing the best you can.
So now that we've gone through all five of her tips.
Yeah, those are some great tips.
I want to circle back to something that she said about our identities.
Okay, yeah.
She was saying our identities are a mix of our personal and professional selves and that the ratio changes.
It's fluid.
As needed. It's fluid, yes.
I think that's such an important thing to remember. Because it takes the pressure off of trying to be perfect in every area of our lives all the time.
Right, like compartmentalizing everything.
Exactly. We don't have to be like, you know, super mom at home and then like the CEO.
The boss lady.
At work. Yeah, the boss lady at work. And, you know, have it all perfectly balanced. Like, it's okay for those roles to kind of blend together.
Yes.
And for the ratios to shift as needed.
And that kind of brings us back to that work-life pendulum, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about staying perfectly balanced in the center. It's understanding that there are going to be times when work takes priority.
Right.
And times when our personal lives take priority.
And it's okay.
It's okay. And just being able to recognize that and make those adjustments as needed.
I think that's such a good point.
So how do you think you can shift your work-life pendulum a little bit?
That's a good question to ask ourselves, right? What needs more attention? What could maybe use a little less?
What are your priorities right now?
Exactly. Maybe you want to spend more time with family and friends, or maybe you want to focus on a hobby.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, take some time for yourself.
Some self-care.
Self-care, exactly. But I think the important thing is to be intentional about it. Yeah. To actually make a conscious decision to shift that pendulum.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a huge, drastic shift.
No,
it can be those small, incremental changes.
Absolutely.
That add up over time.
I think one of the things that Rekha emphasizes in the article, too, is the importance of communication.
Yes, she talks about that a lot.
In navigating all of this, both at home and at work.
Yeah.
You know, she talks about how her and her husband use calendars and lists to stay organized and on top of things. But they also make sure to have regular check-ins with each other.
Yeah.
To just talk about, you know, what their needs are, what their expectations are.
Yeah, like what's working, what's not working.
Exactly. And then she brings that same approach to her work life.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's really big on transparency and communication with her team.
It makes a big difference.
It does. I think so many conflicts and misunderstandings can be avoided.
Absolutely.
If we just communicate clearly.
Yes.
And openly with each other.
And sometimes those conversations can be hard.
They can be hard.
But I think ultimately it leads to
stronger relationships.
Stronger relationships, more trust.
More trust, absolutely.
It just makes everything smoother in the long run.
Exactly. It's like building that foundation.
Yes.
Of mutual respect and understanding, which I think is so important for navigating any kind of work-life situation.
Any relationship, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as we're wrapping up our deep dive into Rekha's insights, one thing that really stood out to me is how much she emphasizes being present.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, in the moment.
Being in the moment.
It's so easy to get caught up in thinking about the next thing on our to-do list.
Yes.
Or dwelling on something that happened in the past.
Or worrying about something that hasn't happened yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, she reminds us that true equilibrium, it comes from being fully engaged in whatever we're doing, right? Whether we're at work, whether we're with our family, whether we're just taking some time for ourselves.
It's hard.
It is hard. It takes practice.
Yeah. It's a muscle that we have to build.
Yeah, it's like mindfulness.
Yes, mindfulness.
Yeah.
And it's so important.
Especially in today's world.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Where everything's so fast-paced.
Yeah.
And there's always something vying for our attention.
Always.
It's like we're constantly bombarded with information and notifications.
Yeah.
And so to just take a step back and be like, okay, I'm just going to focus on this one thing for the next, you know, hour or even 10 minutes.
Yeah, being intentional.
Yes. Being intentional about where we're putting our attention.
Yeah.
I think that's a really powerful thing.
It is.
And it ties in so beautifully with her tip about giving ourselves grace.
Oh, absolutely.
Because when we're present, when we're not beating ourselves up over the past or worrying about the future, we're much more likely to be kind to ourselves.
Yes, and enjoy the moment.
Enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
So it's like this beautiful synergy between those two tips.
Yeah, it all works together.
It all works together. It's a holistic approach.
Yes. It's not just about
You
know, time management hacks or productivity tips.
Right.
It's really about cultivating a mindset.
Yes.
That allows us to thrive in all areas of our lives.
And recognizing that those areas are interconnected.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't separate work from personal life.
Right.
It all kind of bleeds together.
It does.
So the better we can take care of ourselves.
Yes.
You know, in all areas, the better we're going to show up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Rekha's work really highlights that.
Yeah.
It's about finding that sweet spot where you feel energized and fulfilled both at work and at home.
And so as we wrap up our deep dive today, I just want to leave you with, you know, Rekha's idea of equilibrium.
Yes.
It's not this destination that you arrive at.
It's a journey.
It's a journey.
It's an ongoing process.
It's a process, yeah.
Of constant adjustment and recalibration.
Yeah, and trusting yourself.
Yes. Trusting yourself to figure out.
To make those adjustments.
Exactly.
So what resonated with you the most from today's conversation? What action are you going to take?
Yeah, even if it's just one small thing.
Yeah, to create a little more equilibrium in your own life.
Maybe it's scheduling that time for yourself.
Yes.
That you've been putting off.
Having that tough conversation.
Yes.
That needs to be had.
Or even just giving yourself a little bit of grace.
Yes.
You know, recognizing that you're doing the best you can.
Absolutely. So thank you for joining us on this journey.
Yes.
Into the work-life pendulum.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.